Chof Zayin Teves, Sunday the 22nd of January, Rabbi Sender Spitzer, the connection between Yetzirat Mitzrayim and Shovavim.
Before I start, I want to bring out 3 points of Aschala today. This is the first time I'm speaking, called Aschala's Kashas.
That's it.
It's the first time that Sero is back here. And let's see, that Mr. Kaufman had some Aschala's Kashas to that. And the third of Aschala's, usually start the day, Teraway, finished at the end, that was the end of the day. End of the Teraway for that day is part of his Beis Medrash. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's a new Rathayim that is managed the whole day, so you take all the Aschol's cautious, thank you very much, and we'll have in time the air of Yair Lachem. We're in the middle of the Yemei Shevin, we're starting the third week. The Indian of the Tshuva and Yemei Shevin is Bodan Alachot, it's Bodan in Shulchan Aruch, in Simitif Tafresh Pehei, the Mogan Avraham brings it down, the Lachosh brings it down. There's a minute to fast, you do tshuva, you make shavim on certain times. The main times of shavim start from Shemais, and the normal year finish in Parash Mishpatim because we read Shkolim as well, and Shkolim is Seyach Chatam Achaseitam. The last 3 words of the Kriya of Shkolim is Chatam Achaseitam. The Kapara of shavim we get with the end of the Kriya of Parash Shkolim, and Ibiyar, we go to the Trum Tetzav, because then we read Kisisa Banimcha. We also say, so that's the end of Shevin. The inyanim that are Nichal and Shevin in the Merhagim is for 3 different Chatoim, 3 specific Chatoim. Ritzifus in Talmud Torah means the time that you're learning should be spent without stopping in the middle. There's Merhagim and Yeshivas to learn more hours of Ritzifus, but the Ritzifus learning without stopping. The among the first and the go on is the Shiurei Shevim, Tikkun of Inyan and Tahara, Kail Tahara and Tahara's Mishpacha, the Shiurim, whatever, the Kail Shiurei Shevim, Inyan and Tahara, Inyan and Bris. And the Shiurim Gadim also brings down Tikkun and Inyan and Chet HaLoshim. Here's HaLoshim. There are two things that are bothering me with Shevim. What is, well, if this is man for tshuva, this is man with tshuva, it's easier actually, it says, the Sefer says tshuva is much easier in these days. Why doesn't everybody do tshuva on the inyanim that he has to do tshuva? What does it mean to do tshuva on certain inyanim? Where do we find tshuva on certain inyanim? Tshuva should be dependent on the person's personal chataim. Second of all other zman in the year, every single other zman in the year has something to do with a date. The Yom Tov, obviously in the dates of the year, and the Shabbos, even Dal Shabbos is 2 Shabbos before Purim, 1 Shabbos after Purim, 1 Shabbos the first Shabbos in the Chodesh Nisan, Shabbos Shuv is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos before. Here, the Zman has nothing to do with dates at all. It's just in the Parashas HaShavua. What does that mean? So really, these 2 questions answer each other. Somehow, by learning these Parashas properly, we can connect to the tikkun that there are in these parashiyas for these 3 things. Because in the Golus and the Gula of Mitzrayim, there was a chasaron of these 3 things, which were being corrected through the Gula of Mitzrayim, through the Golus and Gula of Mitzrayim. And when we learn these parashiyas, we take this tikkun for us. Why is that? What was the Siba for Golus Mitzrayim? What brought about Golus Mitzrayim? So the Gemara speaks about it. It's the Gemara in the Dorm, that from the days of the Aleph. Gemara is a question. Shneimah nenash Avram Avinu v'nishtabdu bonov mafsayim v'eseh shalom in Mitzrayim. Why was Avram Avinu punished that his children were in Golus for 210 years? So the Gemara says 3 reasons. The first reason is Mesha Asa and Garya b'tam nechachamim. He fought the war with the Dalai Malachim. Instead of hiring warriors, he used his Tamidim. Maybe only Eliezer. His Tamidim was Tamid Chacham. He shouldn't have used Tamid Chacham. He should have used warriors. So he got an Einish that his descendants went for Galus for 210 years. Second reason, Mara says, the reason that everybody knows, Baruch Hu told him that he got Am Yisrael, he'll get an Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael will come from whom he believed. But Baruch Hu told him that he'll also get Eretz Yisrael, he was a bit worried. He said, he wasn't completely confident in that Baruch Hu that he'll be getting Eretz Yisrael as well. So the fact that he lacked confidence, he got Mingish. The third reason is that when he won the war with the four Melachim, and he conquered, and he got the prisoners of war, all of Anshei Sadoim, so the Melach Sadoim told him, "Tell me a nefesh or a chush kachlach, take the nefashes and keep the score." So he said, "I don't want anything." So there's a time on him, why didn't you keep the nefashes and be machnes them tachas kan teashkina? Why don't you keep the nefashes for tachas kan teashkina? So he wasn't married with Kavod Shemayim, we didn't bring more people under tachas kan teashkina, so he deserved his English. The Rosh on the side of the Gemara in the Dorm asks that the main reason is Bam Ra'idah, it's a pasuk. So what's the Gemara adding two different reasons here? The Rosh says that these other reasons, this that he used Tamir Chum for his war, and this that he wasn't Machas Tavshkina, they brought about the Ma'idah. Ma'idah came afterwards, based on the Tzom came afterwards. They brought about the Ma'idah. Doesn't explain how. Morale in two places, Morale is in Kodesh HaGodes and in the Dorm, and Morale is in Gurus Hashem, Perek Tes, asks two questions on this Gemara. One of them is, it seems to be an exaggeration, the punishment for all three of them seem to be exaggeration for his little bit missing in Amunah, or for using Tamir Chum for a few hours. For 210 years, millions and millions of people went through a galus. It seems a bit exaggerated. That's one of his questions. The second question is, where are they connected? The Rosh, you see, they have to be connected. They border about. Really, the pasuk says only one reason, so they all have to be one reason. Where are they connected? The Maral is Mechadash Yisoid. He says like this. Usually we look at Avos. Avos are the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Avos are the foundation. The three Avos are the foundation, and we're built through an edifice on top of them. Or Avos are the Klal of Klal Yisrael. They encompass all of Klal Yisrael and Avos. They're all there in the Avos. And we're the Prophet. Nice Avos similar Bonham is because it happened in the Klal, so it happens in the Prophet. He's Mechadash something else in Avos. He says Avos are Shurish. They're the Shurish, the root of Klal Yisrael. The root is different than Yisoid. The root is where we get, the root nourishes the fruits all the time. We always use Chosavos. Avos are the root of Klal Yisrael. Where are they rooted in? Where are the Avos rooted in? Avos are rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, and this is how he explains the two questions. He says, let's go to a mashal. There's two ways of something being using the ground for nourishment. There's a tree, let's say a mashal. A tree doesn't just get its nourishment from the ground, its survival is from the ground, its whole life comes from the ground. It produces fruits, it produces a klipa, gives it the koyach of kiyam, produces a peel. That's not the life itself. It's just the ground gives him the tree, a koyach, to make also a klipa, to protect the fruit. It even puts into the fruit a zera, to reproduce itself into the next tree. A tree gives much more than, a ground gives much more than a tree, just the life. In a mushroom, there's no survival, it can be taken off on itself, it's not attached properly. It doesn't have peels, it doesn't have zera, it's different. It just takes some type of nourishment from being attached to the ground, but it's not really, that's why the bracha is different. We don't make very pre-ace on mushrooms or the don't make shafir. Avraham Avinu, when we talk about Avraham Avinu and his chatayim, we're obviously not talking about it as it was, we're talking about how we can understand it and relate to it and use it, not how it was, because Avraham Avinu we don't understand. The Maral says that Avraham Avinu didn't see himself completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a root. And therefore there were three different chashmainis. In his own survival, when it came to his own survival, he was able to make his own chashmainis. When it came to a war, that he had to go to war to save his family, he made his own chashmainis and took Tamil Kham. He felt there was more kedai to take Tamil Kham. He took Tamil Kham even though that was wrong. If he would have seen himself properly attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with full attachment, then he would not have taken Tamil Kham, he would have been betuach that he'd survive. And it came to the Kiyam of Klal Yisrael, the Kiyam of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the Mekayim of Eretz Yisrael. he wasn't convinced that there'll be a Mekayim, there'll be a Makom for them, there'll be a Kiyum, let's just say. When it came to be Marv at the Beit Shemayim, the Zera in Klal Yisrael, other people can come in, he wasn't completely attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to his Darga, of course, he's talking about, that there should be from him the Hechrich, the must, that you always Marv at the Beit Shemayim, even to Anshei Sedayim who are very, very far. That's the Chasreinus. Since there were chasreinus in the attachment of the shayrish, that once the shayrish is not properly attached, that has detrimental effects in the branches, that's why it wasn't the guzmo, and that's why they're all the same. It's a missing in this attachment, this tekus, which he calls a munah. What happened in Mitzrayim? How did the Gaul from Mitzrayim fix this up? What did they have to do to Gaul from Mitzrayim, and where was the gula taken for that? The Gaulis was that in the darkness of Mitzrayim, there was a reconnecting. We reconnected, we created a new seed to connect again to Kadosh Baruch Hu with these three in Yonam. We made a peri out of that, we made a fruit out of that, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, that fruit of Yudah. Let's just go through how it went through in the going into the Gaulis, in the Gaulis itself, and the Yitzis Mitzrayim. When Klaiso went into Gaulis Mitzrayim, the Talmud of Eliyahu says in the end of Perek Hagimel, they took upon themselves three things. They took upon themselves three different things. One of them is that they will be Mekayim Bris Mila, even though they weren't Mekayim Bris Mila, we'll see what that means. But Mekayim Bris Avos, which means Bris Mila, he says. The second thing is they'll be Goyim Chasadim to each other. The third thing is they will not change their Lashon, they won't change their language. What is Bris Mila? Bris Mila is not just another one of the 650 mitzvahs, obviously. Bris Mila, a child who is born, even if born a Yid, is not mukhan and roy to do mitzvahs and the state that he is. He needs something to create him into a Yid. He needs an extra, I'm going to use akshara, if anybody has a better word for it, akshara. He has an extra qualification, I don't know exactly the English word for it, but extra akshara to become a Yid. The mila takes him out of being just an ilma zedig person. He's not so much an ilma zedig person, he's shaykh the shamayim. Mi yale lanu hashamayno, the pasuk mi yale lanu hashamayno is Yoshefeves Mila. With Mila we go up, we become shamayim, we're not anymore artistic. This Mila takes us out of the existence, this world, this worldly existence, and makes us be exist shamayim, partially. So we can do mitzvahs. Gmilas Chasadim. Gmilas Chasadim is not just being nice to each other. Gmilas Chasadim means that somebody's Tzayruch is my Tzayruch. My friend's Tzayruch. My Chavis Tzayruch is my Tzayruch. My friend's Simcha is my Simcha. My friend's Tzar is my Tzar. Right. This sort of means we're attached to each other. His things are my things. And Achrayis is that picks us into one entity. And the identity of Klal Yisrael, they didn't change the Lashon. That means they were, wherever you bumped into a Yid, you saw Hashem, you saw Klal Yisrael, through Ben Yisrael, you saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. They had the Lashon Rabbos. These three Kabbalas bore fruit. They bore fruit in Mitzrayim. The Chazal say like this. Chazal say Shevet Levi didn't have Shevet. There was no Shevet to Shevet. It didn't work at all. Shevet Levi. What did Shevet do? Because they didn't have Sheba, they were much smaller. They didn't have the bracha Kashi Yano Yisakein Yifre. So they didn't have the bracha as much as they were afflicted, they'll get bigger, they were smaller, they stayed small. But since they didn't work, they had no food. They didn't get food. So how did they survive the 210 years? Every person in Christ will give a maestro to Shevet Levi to support Shevet Levi, even though they had nothing. They took from their own survival. When it came to their own survival, they realized that there's a survival that's bigger than them. Survival of people who are learning Torah that's bigger than them. And they were able to take from their meager rations and support it without thinking twice. They saw that there's an existence of being Olam Habadik, Shamayim Dik, that made sense. Even though they were in a matzav where they should have looked at somebody who was not a Shibud, as much better off than them, so, and have kindness on them. No, they understood it. They understood this thing of the being of existence, Shamayim Dik, Oyim Abodik, not Oyim Azadik. That's the theory of the Mekabel themselves, Bris Mila. Chazal say, the Medrash says in many places, that Klal Yisrael were never defiled. It's a Rashi in Chumash, if they call it, Klal Yisrael were never defiled in Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzrayim. Never defiled. Besides one time. One time were Enos. There was a Dveikus of Am, that they stuck to themselves in a way that it was, even though the Medrash says every Mitzri had a Kayach to be Meshabed every single Yid, it wasn't just to the Melech, they were Meshubadim to every single Mitzri, every single Egyptian. Still, as far as their Kedusha was concerned, there was no defilement. They stuck to their Am. The Gemara Sodom had a period. The Seed, Gemara Sodom had a period, there was no defilement, Oifim Muflah. They also, that was just when they talked to each other, but their names and their mabushim, there should be nicker anywhere. Whenever you talk about a yid, it was a yid. That was the parents of Loishinus Lashayna. Those three things go back to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's, the chasrein is that we're talking about in Avraham Avinu. He was, his own survival, he thought he can use Tamir Cham for his own survival. Here they realize that Tamir Cham are separated, they can go and support them, even though in their own survival is a steal. The Kiyam Am, Avraham Avinu, when it came to Kiyam Am, he wasn't completely Davar Gan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Matayim, the Eretz Yisrael, the Klipa of the Peri, here they stuck together, they were going with Chasadim, and they were stuck together, became one Am. The Shainam, Kvoit Shemayim, somebody being Moisei Nefesh with Kvoit Shemayim. If somebody is sitting in a nation that oppresses you and doesn't give up his identity, Oifim, that he talked about a Yid, he talked about a Yiddish name, he talked about his dress from far away, he saw him as a Jewish person, his Lashon, that was Nesiris Nefesh and Kvoit Shemayim. That was the Golus of Mitzrayim. What was the Gula? What was the Gula Mitzrayim? Gula Mitzrayim connecting to this and making this part of Am Yisrael. Chazal say that the Yidin in Mitzrayim were considered uber b'mei chamer, the fetus in the mud in the stomach of a donkey. And then there was a leida, there was a gilui, there was a leida. The fetus exists in the chamer; it's on its own, but it needs to be in its galah. It needs to open up in its galah and it comes out. The makas were that gilui. The Rabban says there were three giluyim in the Makkah, so three different things that Kadosh was teaching Am Yisrael, Mitzrayim, showing to the world forever. The first three Makkahs where he changed Tidian nature the different ways was Megala Ki'ani Hashem. Zeis Tadi Ki'ani Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was a higher existence. I was the one who made everything. I changed everything. Everything comes from me. There's a higher existence. Go back to what they were doing. There was existence of Bismil, the existence of Shevet Levi, a high existence, go back to the Smila, the existence of Shemayim, go back to Avraham Avinu, he wasn't convinced his existence. The second three makas, there was a samtif dos, the Zoyis Teda Ki Ani Hashem, the Kerev Ha'aretz. There was a very big gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach in this world. Between the good and the bad, he was between two people standing next to each other. One was a Yid, one was a Mitzri. The Mitzri got Nizik, Yid didn't get Nizik. There was a Havchana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between Am Yisrael and the Umas, and Mitzri. The Havchana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having an Am in Eretz, an Am and a Kim of Am, going back to the Am Yisrael being Makpid on the Kiddush Am, going back to Gedulat Chasadim, which makes an Am, going back to Avraham Avinu, not being confident the Gabi Kima. The last three makas of Yechayel is Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Mareches. He made from light to dark. He bought his Chayolim. Nobody can stop his Chayolim. The Arba. Borod was Neis Vesech Neis. He changed Mareches. He was not just changing from water to blood. He changed. There was nothing stopping on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'en Kameinu B'chol Aretz, the Pasuk says. There's no one like me. I'm the biggest Yechayel. That's Kvod Shamayim. That's Kvod Shamayim. Kvod Shamayim means there's nothing that stands against Kadosh Baruch Hu. Go back to all the things of Kvod Shamayim. When we go to Shoivim, we said there's three different things. There's Retzivus and learning, there's Kedushas Am, and then there's Shmiras Aloshim, Shmiras Aperim. A person who's learning Torah, one is learning Torah, he's he must realize, he should realize that during that time that he's, I say the Torah, he's not in this world with God. The things that are going on that are this worldly are not negated in B'chlal. They're not negated. You only stop if it's negated you. Things are in this world. But if you're in a different existence, if you're existing in an alien bigger existence, in a third bigger existence, it doesn't make a difference to you. So the first tshuva that we do during Shavim is we learn without stopping. We learn without stopping. We're tzifus. Kedusha sa'am. Kedusha sa'am. Tahara sa'am. We want to be, we need to be Torah. We need to be Kaddish. We need to be Am Hashem. This is the time that we make a dogish on Kedusha sa'am, Tahara sa'am, within the halachas. Kedusha sa'peh. The third thing. Kedusha sa'peh, that's Kveit Shemayim. Chafetz Chaim says that the chait that's vada yechil Hashem. All chatoim have it to live with chil Hashem. But the chait that's vada yechil Hashem, that's shmir salosh. There's no, since there's no tithe for lashna, there's no tithe, there's nothing that drives you towards it. It's just that you just don't care. And that shows that you're not being married with Shemayim. The peh, the mouth is used as a vehicle for ribu kodesh. No matter sapir was the binchal ben binchal, the mouth is used as a vehicle for ribu kodesh shemayim. When we defile it, we do the opposite of that. So these are the three things that we're masakim during shayim.